call this regular meeting of Amesburg Town Council to order. Please stand for the national anthem. Hey, Councilor MacArthur, I got a request on where we're at on that.
It's in progress.
I think you went within progress last meeting there. Still in progress, okay. Is there a disclosure of pecuniary interest, Councilor MacArthur?
Yeah, on the delegation 6.1, my daughter's a girl guide, goes to Camp Briarswood.
Thank you. And is there any other disclosure? Okay, seeing none, that brings us to the minutes of the previous meeting, item 4. I get a mover, Deputy Mayor.
Move 4.1, 2, and 3.
And is there a second? Councilor Crewe, and is there any corrections? Okay, all those in favor? Carried. That brings us to recognitions, 5.1, the Festival and Events Ontario Awards.
Three awards from Festivals and Events Ontario, FEO. FEO was established in 1987 as an association devoted to the growth and stability of the festival and events industry in Ontario through sharing of knowledge, enabling networking, and providing leadership on education, importantly, advocacy and promotion. The first award tonight goes to the River Lights Winter Festival, which was given top 100 festival in Ontario designation. The FEO top 100 festival and events program is recognized by festival goers, peers, and government officials as one of Ontario's leading source of quality festival and events happening across the province. The second award goes to Amesburg Uncommon, Best New Festival Achievement Award for budget under $100,000. Entries here would need to demonstrate uniqueness and creativity of the event, the target audience, a description of sponsor activation, volunteers, number of partners, marketing tools, and promotional material for a new event.
The last but not least award for Municipality of the Year goes to the Town of Amesburg, population under 50,000. This award recognizes excellence in municipal best practices in the categories of volunteers, infrastructure, bylaws, policies, sponsorships, partner collaboration, emergency response, venues like our awesome facilities and parks, and logistical capacities. Congratulations, Amesburg.
Vaughan, Niagara, Thunder Bay, Tecumseh, Stratford, Mount Forest, Burlington, Norfolk County, London, Simcoe. There are hundreds of municipalities in Ontario all competing for that same new customer or new investment or new government monies to help our municipality grow and to help business prosper. People are watching and influencers are listening. As a town of Amherstburg representative, we continue to find ways to inspire and motivate not only our residents, but our peers and co-workers. We try to do this by leading as positive role models. Through collective support and encouragement, we must keep Amherstburg top of mind in a positive, captivating light for people to travel to, visit, and explore. We thank you for your continued support and encouragement. And I would bring our
thank you. Do you want a photo op there, Ron? All right. Can I get everybody from Tourism and Parks up here?
In order to win these type of awards, it's a collaborative effort by staff, administrative staff, by the volunteers, and a host of people. And I want to acknowledge everyone for their efforts, because putting Amherstburg in the limelight will just attract more people to this community, and I am grateful for the people that are involved. Thank you.
Thank you. Motion or comments? Okay, Council Prue.
Just a comment. I don't think I need to make a motion. I want to say it's wonderful to win the awards, but what we really prove is that Amherstburg is one hell of a fun place to be. And really, convey that to the broader surroundings and all over Ontario, that this is a happening place. This is where you come to have some fun. This is where you'll find history. This is where you'll find beautiful surroundings and people who just want to enjoy themselves. I'm sure that Amherstburg will continue to prosper and to grow. So I thank you very, very much.
Deputy Mayor.
Motion to receive 5.1.
And second. Councillor MacArthur, and I will just say thank you to the wonderful people in the Tourism Parks Department. I know you guys are out there working hard, making all these events a success. So I just wanted to say thank you on behalf of the town. You guys do a great job. All those in favor of receipt, carried. And that brings us to delegations. Kathy Robertson and Kathy Poupart.
Your Worship and Council members, I'm Kathy Robertson and Kathy Poupart. We represent the local members of Drill Guides who operate, maintain, and use the local Drill Guide Camp, or the Drill Guides of Canada Camp, which is known as Camp Ryerswood. Camp Ryerswood is located at 6480 Texas Road. The camp is used by guiding groups for their outdoor fun and experiences. The guiding members who come to the camp like nothing better than to end the day with a campfire and an evening of singing songs, stories, skits. Many of our fond memories are of campfires from over 70 plus years of combined experience that Kathy and I have in Girl Guides. The guiding program is also set up so that adult members can share with the youth members about members have the chance to learn about what it takes to make a fire, how to do it properly and safely, and about proper extinguishing. They also learn about how to cook with a fire and about the importance of fire for survival. They learn that fire can be both an enemy and a friend. We have completed the fire permit application, but would like to ask for an exemption from the permit fee. Girl Guides is a community service organization that helps young girls become confident, self-reliant women that are capable of being tomorrow's societal leaders. It is a not-for-profit organization. All rental fees and fundraising dollars go to operating Camp Briarswood. We're not allowed to operate in a deficit position. We must break even. Although $25 does not seem like a lot of money to most people, to us it represents extra fundraising. For example, we would have to sell about an extra box, extra 30 boxes of Girl Guide cookies every year just to cover this fee. So we are asking that you please exempt the Girl Guides of Canada from the annual permit fee, the application fee. Thank you.
Questions? Councilor Courtney?
Thank you for your volunteerism. I was actually a Cub Scout leader for 1 year. And it's a great program for girls and boys. And this is a no-brainer for me, again, not-for-profit, $25, 30 boxes, right, for profit. So. As long as we're not compromising through you, Mr. Mayor, to the fire chief, we're not, by waiving this fee, it's not opening up anything here, because if it does, I'll just pay the $25 out of my pocket. So that's on record.
Thank you, Councillor, for the question through you, Your Worship. Certainly we serve at Council's pleasure, and if this is something Council would like to do, the only thing I would suggest you do so that the floodgates don't open is perhaps direct administration to bring forward an amendment to the bylaws that would be specific for this group, and it would be included in the bylaw. That would accomplish two things. It would mean anyone else looking for the same consideration of council would need to come forward, and it would also reduce the need for this group to come forward in future years.
Councilor Brew?
Yes, I recognize what you're saying, and that seems like an awful lot of work. Might we not just simply exempt them this year? I'm going to ask a question of staff and ask that the Girl Guides come back next year when we're handing out, when we're doing community grants, even if it's only for $25. I think this is something that can easily, rather than changing bylaws and having exemptions and having other groups come and say, why do I have to get a fire permit for my backyard when the Girl Guides come, I just don't want to get into this. So although I fully support, and I have to be honest, I was a Cub and a Boy Scout for many years, the lessons that they taught me are still with me to this day. Still know how to tie the knots, make a fire, and go fishing. I'll tell you, I know all of those things. And canoe. You know,
all right.
And so I think the $25 is eminently doable, and Councilor Courtney made a motion, did you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay, well then I'll move a motion that be exempted for $25 and instructed if they want this in future, they should come back at the time of community grants at the budget process, which this year will be in November.
Okay.
And if all you want is $25, it won't take very long.
Is there a second on that motion? Councillor Reno? And any other questions or comments? Okay, great. All those in favor? Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That brings us to 11.1, the Amherstburg Farmers Market User and Permit Fees 2019. Okay, I don't see the usual representative, so we'll get right into the item. If anybody's got any questions, I believe administration does have some answers for some that was asked. Deputy Mayor?
I'll start it. How do we handle this in the past? I guess I don't remember what we did in the past in terms of funding or waiving of fees.
Yeah, I believe in the past, like since I've been here, it's been a delegation before council asking for the fee to be waived. Since council has waived it pretty consistently, and it was a request through Ann's department and through Nicole, we wrote the report. I don't know if you want to add anything to that, but that's my recollection of how this usually came in front of council for the fee waiver. And they did change venue as well, so I don't know if cause it was at the Little White Church. And obviously that is no longer available, so.
Through you, Mayor Carlo. So in 2015, we proposed a reduced fee. At that time, council decided to waive the total fee. And then in the report in the background, 2017, the fee was waived as well. And 2018. So since 2015, fees have been waived for the farmers market to operate.
Okay. Councilor McArthur?
And through you to administration, did we put this in the budget already? Is that not in the report that we've already freed this money up?
Yeah. That's correct. We put a budget allotment of $6,000 for waiver of fees in the previous budget. 2018's budget had an increase to that amount. It's significantly more. It's about $19,000 because in 2018, council pre-approved the Rose City gymnastic competition for 2 years. So the allotment that goes to user groups for waiver of fees is approximately $6,000 in the budget. So there is a budget consideration for it. Last year, total spend on that was $27 over budget. So we spent $6,027. At the last meeting of council, the RibFest came forward as well. Now that amount has not been considered in the budget. So for 2019, we will be looking to be over budget for waiver of fees because the RibFest had not been something that had been previously considered.
Councilor Courtney.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I've got a couple questions, concerns. 3 years, to get something from grassroots up, I wish there was a delegate here to ask its success from. Oh, okay, perfect. There we go. So just from 2015-18, have you seen an incline of or an increase of vendors? Okay. And in regards to, are there any fees collected from, so you're an entity, Amherstburg Farmers Market?
Yeah.
Do you
yes.
charge vendor fees to
yes.
set up booths and whatever?
We charge vendor fees to for advertising.
Can we get her to come up to the
and for special events.
Yeah,
do you actually
I'm sorry, yeah, can I get you in then?
I can't hear you.
Just state your name for the record. I know your name.
I'm Rita Casagrande. I'm a volunteer manager, one of the managers from the Amherstburg Farmers Market.
So in regard, so last year, let's say, how many vendors did you have on average per weekend?
Full-time vendors, we had about 10, and then part-time, we probably had like 5 that came like periodically.
Okay, so this would be a lot better venue too, probably, instead of people driving out to.
Well, we were here back in 2015 on a Tuesday afternoon. We used to have a market there from 1 till 5. That didn't really go over well, because I just think because it was Tuesday afternoon, and you know, but I think a Saturday farmer's market downtown Amherstburg will be a lot better. We liked the venue over there also. You know, we really didn't want to move, but we're happy to move.
Okay, and I agree. I think it's going to be a hit. Go to Goderich, the town center, on weekends, it's just packed. You know.
Yeah. I think we're really excited, and everybody's really on board.
So my only concern is, and we've been waiving fees left, right, center, and it's for not-for-profits usually.
Right.
My only question, concern is here, these vendors are selling product, and they're in turn making profits. And it is a bit of a business. And my question is what would be, maybe through administration, what would be the equivalency of how much a vendor would have to pay if they did pay the fee for this upcoming season?
An individual vendor renting Toddy Jones Park, Nicole can give you the rates of what it would be, but that would be Like this is a collection of vendors for one event versus you're talking about one vendor coming just trying to set up in terms of that. So I'm not quite sure what the.
So to rent the park for a special event type activity like this is $228 per day. Is that what you're saying?
That works. So would I be fair to say $22.80 each vendor would be responsible for? It's for the entity, correct?
Well, the thing is, like, we had to spend money on advertising, on special events, on insurance. There's not really much money left over. Like, we use up pretty much all the money that we get from vendors, and we try to keep our fees pretty, you know, reasonable with everybody, because nobody's getting rich over there. We love what we do, and we're showing our products. So it's like nobody's making like lots of money. You know what I'm saying? We're just doing because we love to do it, you know. But there is also money made for sure. But it's more of a love of what we do.
So that's kind of where I'm going with it. I think because it's transitioning back to the downtown,
right.
And it's already been calculated kind of outside of the Rotary, I'm on the fence with this one just because I do support the not-for-profits, the volunteers in the town, and the charities that the money does ultimately, everything comes back to
right.
support our residents. These are separate entities and businesses. I don't want to give names out here, but there's certain farms, stands,
yes.
and things like that
for sure.
That generate profits. And it might not be a lot, and I get it's a passion. I don't want to deter or detract from that. I'll listen to other counselors' ideas here, but I was trying to get a ballpark figure of how much it would cost a vendor, because I don't want to deter a vendor from coming out, but if it works out to $28 for Saturday afternoon to set up shop and maybe pull in $300, $200 or whatever the, I don't know, craft stand, produce stand, there's profits to be made, and we are not in the best financial spot as a town, so I'm just having a hard time with this one to waive the fees again, even though historically they have.
Right.
Councilor MacArthur?
Just what would be the schedule? Like, when do you start, when do you finish, and
we
hours?
May 18th from 8:30 to 1:30 every Saturday, and then it goes till Thanksgiving weekend.
And then 8:30 to 1:30?
Yeah, every Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah, rain or shine.
Thank you.
Councilor Rand?
Just a question. In 2018, it says in the report, 3,775.12, but we're asking for a $5,000 waiver this year. Someone explain the increase?
For you, Mayor Carlo. So the actual amount, so the recommendation is no more than 5,000. The amount would work out to $3,775.12. That is for the rental of the park and the business license fee.
Councilor Brew?
Yes, there is also an amount though that we are foregoing by allowing the vendors to be there. We're not able to rent the park to other people. I think there's, how much do we lose?
Through you, Mayor Carlo, so the pavilion will still be able to be rented.
Right.
So it doesn't affect the pavilion rental.
All right. So there are no other rentals at the park. What about Emmersburg gone car crazy and things like that that are in the area? They're usually there on a Saturday and Sunday, I think.
I thought it was just Sunday.
Is it just Sunday? Shows what I remember. Okay, it's just Sunday, so it's not going to impact any of those other groups. Okay, thank you.
And we only have a small portion of the park.
Yes,
so.
I do.
Yeah.
Oh, I used to shop there all the time until you left.
Well, we're back. Maybe.
Deputy Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I guess I look at this as no different than, you know, other as events, okay? There's a certain economic driver that will be realized by attracting these vendors to the down, more to the, we'll say the core area, whereby hopefully they're in the core more and they're spending money or whatever. So again, there's an economic benefit along the way. Some may argue it's small, some may argue it isn't, but I'm not going to get involved with anything.
Well, we have like a following where we are. We have people that come out to, you know, they say it's a drive, but it's a little drive out to the little white church. And we definitely have customers that come just for our products. So they definitely follow us in town.
And I know that. Again, that's why I said I look at it as whether,
right.
you know, we hold River Lights event, for example, where we, you know, spend a certain amount of money to, you know, to pull the people into town. This is an event, I'll call it an event, but it happens to be weekly, that, that will pull, again, people in for fresh fruit and vegetables, so, thank you.
Any other questions or comments? No, so I need a motion to proceed. Councilor Carter?
I mean, I can speak to it after, but I would like to make a motion to waive the fees.
Second, Deputy Mayor, back to Councilor McCarthy. As written?
Yes.
Okay. And go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I just want to say I think what you guys do is a good thing. The more reasons for people to come downtown, the better. It just makes for a stickier downtown. You come here, you know, you go to the farmer's market, then you head down the street, you get some ice cream, you go to the doll museum, it's just sticky, sticky, sticky. People stay here longer. I like that actually, that it's 8:30 to 1:30, because it's a good reason to come, you know, downtown early.
Right.
So, yeah, I think you're in a new location, so this will give you some momentum in that new location,
yeah.
And I hope, you know, it's onwards and upwards from here. So that's why I support waiving the fee.
Councilor Pru?
Yes, I'm going to support waiving the fee, but I'm hoping a friendly amendment. This is, and Councilor Courtney's pointed it out correctly, this is a profit-making group.
Yes.
This cannot be seen in exactly the same light as the Girl Guides or the Gymnastics Club or somebody else. We have to look at it in a different way. I'm going to support the motion because this is a brand new location. We're taking them out of the Little White Church. We're bringing them downtown. We need it to be successful.
Yes.
And I want to do everything I can this year to make it successful. But what I'm hoping is that the group will tell us, or if not necessarily share their books, at least tell us that profit is being made, because next year I would like to wean them slowly off of this. Because if they are a profit-making group, and if they get really successful, then I don't think they need subsidy from the taxpayer. I do know that when I ran a farmer's market in Toronto, it started off small, and we subsidized it at first, but by the end, they were making a lot of money.
I hope so.
Yeah, they were. It wasn't right downtown. It was at East York Civic Center, and there was something like 30 people who came out every
yeah.
week. And by that point, they didn't need a subsidy, and they paid the full fee. So I want to look at this as a long term for the benefit of the town. This year I will support it, but I'm hoping that you will work with us, show us how much profit is being made, and come back and perhaps next year we'll ask for the full amount.
Sure.
Okay.
Councilor Corrigan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I was on the fence, grassroots, and I brought it up earlier. You're changing locations, I agree with that. I believe it's going to be very successful. I'm not a prophet. I can't predict. I will, and I'm not a Grinch on tourism, like some might suspect. I'm not. I'm all for it. I love these awards tonight. I'm very proud of our department heads that have made that happen, and our volunteers and our town. I'm proud of our town. I will support as well tonight to get the grassroots, get this year back downtown. I think it's good. It is going to draw business in the early morning hours on Saturday. It's going to give people the reason to get out of bed. I think you had a struggle probably a bit at the White Church, even though it's a novelty,
yeah.
But it's still a drive and people had to go, okay. I agree for this year, and I think next year, hopefully, honesty and
yes.
you can hear, get a good
yeah.
report back.
Well,
I'm going to visit, I'm going to be monitoring.
Well, I invite everybody out
so,
on May 18th from 8:30 to 1:30 in Connie Jones Park, our new location. Hope to see you all out there.
Thank you. So I will support it for this
thank
year.
Thank you. I appreciate that, and we all appreciate that.
Deputy Mayor.
I hope the councilor does more than just monitor, maybe spends money while he's there.
Good photo op.
It's healthy.
Any other comments? Okay, all those in favor? Carried. And thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Brings us to 11.2, the draft plan of subdivision for Kingsridge. This is scary. So, yep, this is, sorry. This is just the follow-up from the previous meeting, so if no one has any concerns, motion? Counselor Courtney? Moved, and second? Deputy Mayor? Last chance, any questions or comments? All right, all those in favor? Carried? That brings us to the removal of part lot control for Meadowview Phase Two. Counselor Reno?
I'll move the recommendation.
Thank you, second? Deputy Mayor, any questions? Okay, all those in favor? Carried? And, request for proposals on legal services retainer, 11.4. Deputy Mayor?
Move the recommendation.
Thank you, second? Counselor Reno? Counselor Courtney, question?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, just, past practice, again, I'm learning on the fly here, I see three, law firms that are recommended. Is that, I looked at the checkboxes, and Musa Galuka and the first covers what I'm assuming is the only topics that, as a municipality, is there more that's just not listed here, that's why we need the expertise of multiple law firms?
Yeah, it actually does a couple things. Sometimes law firms are conflicted out of a file, so you wanna have a roster, at least three. Three is the number that most do, and the previous council before I was here selected three, and I think that's a good practice. It's a very standard practice. So you pick three that are going to sort of cover the field so that if you have a conflict, then you're allowed to use that roster. Now, again, that doesn't mean that you may have very specific expertise that is so specific, that you might go out of the retainer, and that does happen as well. That's also very common. So this is very standard practice to have a retainer. It gives you cost containment, gives you some certainty, and it allows the municipality to utilize external legal when necessary. And those are the standard, I'd say the 95 percentile, those seven categories that a municipality would use.
And in regards to retainer fees, and there's no numbers here, are we allowed to, each firm has its, is it standard rate pay?
Yeah, that was, they're a little different depending, but that was part of the proposal review, and that was a large component of the scoring. So the firms that are in here are very competitive.
So that means we can't give a total, or no? I'm just curious, actually.
I think we gave a range in the report. I think if council wanted that, a private and confidential memo with
okay,
the fees could be provided at a later date, but we did. I did give a range, and obviously, it does fluctuate from firm to firm, but when we, the committee, I guess mini committee that we had, we all scored independently and then came to a consensus, and it was actually pretty unanimous.
Thank you.
Any other comments or questions? Councilor Pru?
Yeah, I have almost had the answer there, but I just want to make sure. There was one of the firms which was not chosen, which was, I think, Eric Barris, who met all the criteria. Was it a question of cost? I don't want to know the cost. I don't want any of that divulged, but was it a question of cost?
I can say when you're dealing with Toronto firms, generally speaking, mm-hmm. it is a question of cost, as you know from your previous experience.
Yeah.
But we did... we did score them all separately, and,
mm-hmm.
and like I said, I'd say we were pretty consistent, and generally speaking, when you have those larger firms, their cost is quite high.
And the firms here, I recognize at least a couple of them from the area. Are all three from the area?
Yes, they are.
Can I support that?
Any other questions or comments? Okay. All those in favor? Carried. Supplementary 11.5, the manufacturer's limited liquor sales license. If there's any questions, I'm sure Nicole could answer them. Councilor Courtney?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I've read the report, and I think this is great that another business has come to our town, and the individual sale, they have the hoops to climb through as well through EDCO, correct? So everything's gonna be up to snuff in regards to, I'm willing to put a motion to receive it as presented, if possible.
Any comments? Councilor McCartney?
Yeah, I just have a question on, because I think it's a two-part sort of recommendation, and one, I'm definitely in favor of this buy-the-glass license. I'd like to endorse that. I'm curious to the point about that we would delegate the responsibility for future ones to administration. I'm just curious about how many there are. I can't imagine there's that many, and so how much of a hindrance is it to get council support for these?
There's a two-part answer to your sort of two-part question. The first is that we have delegated powers now to deal with the HECO in a lot of matters, so this would dovetail with that, and this is a relatively new thing. The second part was, for businesses like this, this would have already come to council, so council would have already sort of given its endorsement of this concept, so it's an extension of that. Now, we can come back to council when we have them. I don't think we have many, but it is a pretty burgeoning industry, I suppose. And given the time frame sometimes that AGCO we all operate under, it may be difficult, particularly in the summer, to do that. But it certainly is with the purview of council to have each one come to council for that endorsement. But like in the case of this one, most of the time these have already come to council for endorsement because zoning had to change, different things had to, and they're applying for AGCO anyway. I don't know if I'm covering the full field there, Nicole, if you wanted to add anything to that, but that's sort of my take on the delegated authority issue.
Okay. Deputy Mayor.
I think we just need a little more clarification to Councilor Courtney's motion, because he made a motion to receive, and not really went further in supporting it and all that. So I think. That was the only thing.
Okay. Were you making a motion? Or?
I was.
As recommended.
We can still. Yeah, as recommended.
As
recommended. Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't finish it.
Because you had said I'd receive.
I did. Yep.
So is there a second? Deputy Mayor? And Councilor Purple.
I'd like to speak against, not against, but about the third item. Oftentimes, liquor licenses, restaurants, those kinds of things, depending on where they are, can cause community angst or neighborhood angst. Not necessarily community angst, but neighborhood angst. If there is a new bar that's close to a school, or if there's a new bar that's close, may cause some noise near an old folks' home or something like that, it is, I think, appropriate that council have final say, not staff, because in the end it comes down to a very political function. And most, I'm not sure about this particular, with the one glass, that's new to me, but most councils in the past have made that decision. It does not have to take a lot of time. We're probably having more discussion today than we will have on the next one. If it's a 2-minute item on the agenda, it's much better for council to have a say, to let the public come and speak if there's any concern. And I'm telling you, a bar near a school, you're going to get concerns. And so I think it's wise not to delegate to administration, but to have it returned to council for approval. And I don't anticipate in a 4-year term we're going to see this maybe even once or twice, but if it is there, we need to have our voices heard, and more importantly, to hear the voices of the people and have it on the agenda. So I will not support the third. I don't know whether it's going to be a package, but if you could split that off, I would vote no to the third.
Is that a request to split?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Please to split it,
split
because
it is.
I don't want the third item.
Absolutely.
Can I get some clarification?
Yeah.
Mr. Galvin did indicate, though, that we would normally see this, if a new establishment is coming to us, we would normally have that kick at the cat, we'll say, initially anyway, barring, you know, item 3 here, correct?
Generally speaking, yes. I can't think of every scenario.
Yeah.
Having said that, this is a relatively new provision, and the nomenclature they use is a resolution of council, which is not the wording that they use for the other delegation of authority. So that's why we looked at streamlining that. But again, we can certainly bring those to council if it's council's will, on an ad hoc or as needed basis. I can't tell you how many there will be, but it would just be part of our normal protocol. When someone applied and we get noticed, then we would have to bring a council report for that specific venue. But again, generally speaking, it would have already come to council and zoning, and you would have gotten them that far. And I suppose if that was part of it, we could probably put it in a report at that time as well and get the approval at the same time and not have to come back. We'd have to visit our own internal protocols, but that's something that could certainly probably be done as well. I don't know, Cole, if you want to add anything to that.
Through you, Mayor Carlo. In 2017, when the official plan and the zoning bylaw were amended for the breweries, there was it was indicated by the planner at the time that the breweries would be subject to site plan control to ensure the development is built and maintained as approved by council. And as we know, site plan control would generally be circulated to the public when applied for. So at that time, there would be public notice that a brewery is coming, and I think part the license being part of that is only to be expected to serve the product for the brewery.
So perhaps for some clarification, the good news is this is our fourth craft brewery or craft industry, let's call it. We have two other craft breweries and a craft distiller, and we did not have to address it this way because the legislation changed. With the change in legislation, should another craft brewer or distiller come before us, I believe it would be expected that they would provide all this information in one package. It wasn't done in this instance because it came up after the fact, and that's why it's being addressed as a separate item. Not that I'm trying to push the issue, but in working with some of these business owners, there does tend to be some delays, especially at the provincial level. They tend to have a lot of money invested in equipment and in products as they get going. And they hit a point where what may be short-term delays can be serious delays for them. So that truly was really the only reason to try and streamline it, not to not give the residents any opportunity to speak as they would from day one when the issue initially comes to council. So just for some perspective, we do already have this operating in the town of Amherstburg. This is just our first opportunity that we had to address it a little bit differently. Because the last council already approved the business, but then this council, because of the change, now has to address the glass thing. I don't know if that helps or confuses things.
If I may again, through you, if the intention is to sort of bifurcate number three out, I think we would have to look at the wording of two just to make it specific so that we can issue the letter of support for the applicant or for lot two, which is just an easy amendment to two. And then any future, we will come to council. If that's council's will, we'll come to council with a specific report for that specific business. That's fair.
So if you do that, it sounds good to me. I don't need it bifurcated. I admire the word, though.
It's a good one.
Why don't you do that?
Thank you, Your Worship. I'll just clarify the amendment. The motion that has been divided, the first portion will be that the report from the Manager of Licensing and Enforcement dated March 6th, 2019 regarding manufacturers' limited liquor sales license be received, and the issuance of a manufacturer's limited liquor license sales license by the glass from the Alcohol and Gaming Commission of Ontario for Lot 10 Brewing Company be supported.
Okay, so on the first two, as clarified, all those in favor?
Don't we have to get the mover to approve that first?
Not for a...
Because it was split. And then,
no, not for a segregation.
But he may not be in favor.
But it was amended, so yeah, I support the amendment to number two.
My point is that he may not agree with it. So that's why I asked that question. He may not agree with the segregation, but he is.
No, there's no need to agree. when a request to,
Request to divide is request to divide.
Okay, yeah. And then for the third part, I will look for a mover and a seconder on that separately. I don't have to, all right. So, on the first two, all those in favor? Carried. And then on the last one?
For council's clarification, the third, which is the divided motion, is the authority to issue letters of support for future requests of breweries, distilleries, and wineries located within the boundaries of the town of Amherstburg for a by-the-glass manufacturer's limited liquor license, sales license be delegated to administration.
Okay, all those in favor? All those opposed? Okay, motion fails. So the items will keep coming back to council.
Is that, do we have to make a motion to that effect? Because all we're saying delegated council, we're not saying anywhere about being delegated to council now.
Through you, Mayor, the wording is a resolution of council, so administration would have to come to council, because we don't have that authority.
Okay, thank you.
Brings us back to the regular agenda, which is 12.1, the lay member term adjustment for Essex Power. Counselor Reynolds?
Move 12.1 as written.
Thank you. Second? Deputy Mayor, any questions or comments? Okay, all those in favor? Carried. Consent correspondence, item 14. Deputy Mayor?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Move 14.1 to 14.3, and I'll speak to 14.1.
Okay, second? Counselor Reynolds? Are you going to be looking for direction or? So how about we deal with receipt first? Just to receive the reports, and then we can go back and address individual items. All those in favor of receipt? Carried. And then back to you, Deputy Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As in prior years, as in prior years, we've supported the Essex steam and engine, and I look to support it again this year. Look for direction to support. I'm not sure how much if we bought a quarter page or half page last time or last couple of years.
Yep.
Through your worship, the Essex steam and engine book was a quarter page, black and white, for $115.
I would look for a direction to do the same thing, and then for the benefit of maybe some of the new counselors, the Essex Steam and Engine is part of the Coann Park facility, they have over the last few years acquired much more steam and engine. So if I encourage those who haven't been out there to see the steam engine and see some part of history, it's all there. So I do encourage folks of Amherstburg to partake in that.
I will add that there is a parade that kicks off the event, and the Deputy Mayor and I have attended fairly religiously, as long as we didn't have a conflict. And they do welcome members of council to participate, as we do see that border in McGregor there is kind of neutral territory. So if anyone in Amherstburg would like to support the show.
Buy one of those old tractors?
They have actually.
I can make that arrangement.
Yes. the first year I didn't know when I asked when I got there, and they said if you'd have told us ahead of time, we'd have set you up with a tractor. So anybody interested in driving a tractor, we'll set that up.
My family has some.
So it's a motion to support the quarter page black and white, as we did in the past. Second, Councilor MacArthur. And is there any questions or comments? Okay, all those in favor? Carried. Any other of those items? Council approved.
Yes, the second item from the town of Kingsville. It did not originate in Kingsville. It came originally from Municipality de Matisse d'Alcote, which is, I think, somewhere around Cornwall somewhere, saying in their resolution is they're suggesting the wording changes. I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to my country, Canada. I have no problem with that. And to its three founding nations. And what they mean by that there, at least what I think they mean, is the English, the French, and I don't know who the third one is, but it could be the Aborigines. I think this is a little bit dangerous for much of Ontario. In our community, we have a very large Italian population, as you know, Mr. Mayor. And for us to say that we are changing it to include English, French, and possibly First Nations, and leave out all the other immigrant groups who have come to Canada and who have contributed so much to our communities, is not the right thing to do. I don't know why Kingsville just let it go, but I'm sure that they will hear some screams if it ever changes. You've left us out. Just think of all the people who've come to this country and continue to come to this country. I don't want to see that wording. And so I can't support what they put forward. I don't think it would be in order, but if it is, I would say true allegiance to my country. If the Queen is the offensive thing, I don't, it's not offensive to me, to simply single out three groups of people and not have all the other people who have contributed so enormously to this country is not right.
Councilor MacArthur.
Yeah, I'm not enamored with the wording either, but I think why they did it, I think in early December there was an Indigenous councillor up north, and he was not going to take his seat because it was offensive to him to swear an oath to the Queen.
Yeah.
The Queen hasn't been that kind, in his mind. So I think that's where it originates from. I'm sure some French Canadians aren't in love with Queen Elizabeth either. They made provisions for it. The Ministry of Municipal Affairs, there's now, they've amended the oath that if you're an Indigenous person, you can read something instead of paying allegiance to the Queen. So, I mean, that problem has been solved. So we don't need to endorse this or fly it up the flagpole. Like, the problem has been solved. So I think I'd be comfortable receiving it, but I don't want to endorse it.
Deputy Mayor?
And I concur with Councillor Prue in that I would love to have seen a stop at true allegiance to my country, Canada. I mean, I like putting the emphasis on Canada, but, you know, not three founding nations. Yes, we are a country of many different nations today. That's all.
Okay, so as it stands, we have not decided to do anything with it, and we can leave it that way unless I hear a motion otherwise. Okay. And anything else in that group? Just leave cultural funding signatures. Okay, and then that brings us to the 15.1 Purple Day for Epilepsy Awareness. Deputy Mayor?
Move the recommendation.
Thank you. Second. Councillor Prue. Any comments on this? Okay. Councillor Prue.
Yes, I think the next council meeting will be the day before, and I hope everybody wears a purple tie. I've already got mine out.
I got some.
Sure.
That is actually an excellent challenge, and if maybe we can put it in the notes to have the clerk remind us, I do have purple ties, so I think that's a great idea.
I got the shirt.
And the shirt. Okay, so any other comments on this? All those in favor? Carried. Brings us to consent other minutes, 16.1.
Oops.
Committee of Adjustment. Dr. Reynolds.
I move 16.1.
Thank you. Second. Deputy Mayor, any questions on the minutes? Seeing none, all those in favor? Carried. Drainage Board meeting minutes. Deputy Mayor.
Move 17.1 as recommended.
Second. Councillor Reynolds. Any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor? Carried. Any unfinished business items? Okay, any new business items? Go with Counselor Courtney.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I actually had a resident I've been in frequent contact with. I'm not going to give names here, but a couple weeks back, he had a slip and fall on one of our sidewalks, and it raised a little bit of concerning question. I think we've got a great program with us, the town taking on the responsibility of maintaining, I'm going to say taking care of the initial maintenance of the sidewalks, but I believe that it's a collaborative effort between residents. And I remember living on Elma, I was responsible for my stretch before the bylaw was changed, and I think that if we could do something, if I could direct administration, maybe throw an info ad into the Rivertown Times. Again, I don't know how often, we're getting to the tail end of winter now, but just to remind residents that the town is taking care of it, but to do a little bit of due diligence on their own behalf in regards to maintaining businesses alike, the immediate sidewalk or throughway and near their facility or house or dwelling, something of that effect.
I think that's a great idea. Is need to be along with the direction? Direction? So we'll take that as direction. Yeah, I assume we'll do it starting next season kind of thing.
Kind of, yeah.
Was November, December.
Well, yeah, we're just starting to change this.
Yeah. Do you want a second on that? Can I get a second on that? Deputy Mayor, and any comments? Okay, all those in favor? Carried. New business, Deputy Mayor.
Well, thank you, Mr. Mayor. With the rainy season's coming along and the potential for floods, the basement flooding program, do we still have that money budgeted for that for 2019?
That's correct. The basement flooding program is funded with some of the INI money that's been set aside by council over the period, so that money is included in the budget.
Okay. Is there any intention by administration to put out some kind of a notification to the residents again, that maybe reminding them that that we do have the program and they might want to take advantage of it rather than suffering some losses along the way?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I believe it was council's direction that we included in every tax bill. And so it just went out to all the residents and their tax bills when they were sent out. We definitely saw an uptick in interest through that, putting it in the tax bills. And we certainly are continuing to work through that subsidy program with all those residents that are interested.
Thank you.
Any other new business? Okay. That brings us to the bylaws, which I believe could all be passed in totality, unless anyone has any concerns with that. Okay, Deputy Mayor?
I'll move 22-1, 22-2, and 22-3, and 22-4 as presented.
Okay. And second, Council approved. All those in favor? Carried. Any motion to adjourn? Councilor Courtney, and second, Councilor MacArthur, and all those in favor, carried.